Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Week five of football is in the books. It's time to get ready for week six. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week six, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's right. You heard me correctly. $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin, it is quarter number three. Are you ready to talk about the offensive line? And I'm going to start with the very simple question, the premise we had for this segment. Has the offensive line arrived?
Yeah, I know Bob Flanders wrote something on Penn Live about this last week. I'm writing something kind of to that effect, looking at just why this group is the group to make that turn from good to dominant. And I spent a lot of time during their media days asking, you know, their whole starting five that very question. And I was intrigued by, you know, the way that they went about answering that question. And there were some different responses, but I think, you know, to me, I think this group has arrived. And I do think not only just with, it kind of goes in cycles. You know, there are peaks and valleys along the offensive line sometimes where a group goes through some things and they emerge with experience and they're better for it and they're cohesive and they've got that chemistry. You need all that. But I think there are certain programs out there that can minimize those peaks and valleys where they can get to a place where their offensive line is good on a basically every year basis. And I think Penn State is getting closer to that point too. It's not just about 2020. I think the combination of things suggests that their offensive line continues to raise the bar beyond having this veteran group come together in 2020. I think they've got some good things going on further down the depth chart as well.
My takeaway from your comments there, Dustin, are very simple. We, and you in particular, we're plagiarizing Bob Flanders here, correct?
Yeah, that's what's going on, yes.
Okay, fair enough. And getting ready for this segment, Dustin, and talking about the offensive line, have they made it? Have they arrived? I thought of what are the standards? How do you measure that? And I came up with five different areas. Do you have some standout players? Is it an experienced group? Is there depth? Are there potential breakout stars? How is the coaching? And let's start with the coaching. Are you confident in Phil Troutwine and what he's going to bring to this group?
I came away from hearing from these guys thinking that Phil Troutwine is pretty much the perfect guy at the perfect time for them. You know, I think his approach is a little different. There are some... There's no detail that's too small, but at the same time, it sounds to me like he has a way of reaching these guys too, and sort of inspiring them and kind of feeling that confidence of yeah, we are going to dominate in this facet of the game. It seemed to me like he is a good teacher who has made them feel like their most dominant selves. And, you know, we'll see what happens on the field, of course, but the coaching seems to be in a place where they're going to get the most out of them. And Rashid Walker even said, you know, I think the new approach on offense and the new approach on the offensive line was needed right now, you know, and I think, you know, no disrespect to Matt Limegrover for 4 years and Ricky Ronnie for the 2 years at offensive coordinator, but it seems like these new voices and this new approach to doing things on that side of the ball has struck a chord with this offensive line. This is what they're saying.
When you do bring a new coach in, that buy-in is so important, and it that does sound like it has happened. All right, going over these other standards that I put out there, a couple standout players. I would think at the very least, Michael Mennett and Rashid Walker qualify as those standout players.
Those are definitive standouts. You know, you've got a rock solid guy at right tackle and Will Fries. You've got, you know, CJ Thorpe still has some ceiling left. You know, the, what you're looking for out of him is, can he be as good in pass protection as he is in the run game? And I do think that, you know, the attitude that this offensive line, the swagger and that sort of dominant feeling, I think the offense as a whole is going to derive more of its identity this season from the run game because of all these strengths. And I think you're going to have CJ Thorpe blowing some guys up. So I think he's got a shot to jump in that conversation and be a real standout. I think Mike Miranda is kind of in that Will Fries category of just being a rock solid piece at his position, presumably at left guard.
So there's the standout players. They're also very experienced all the way across the line, essentially five returning starters.
Yeah, I consider Mike Miranda and CJ Thorpe both starters. They were co-starters at right guard. They both got their opportunities to do that. They both shared snaps on a fairly even basis. I have no idea what those numbers came down to, but I think they both were starters in their own rights. And I think that was on purpose from James Franklin. And I think you're going to see a little bit more of that going forward. I mentioned earlier just the ability to have fewer valleys and, you know, when offensive line development. And this is one way you do that, by getting your guys who are ready to see the field, by making sure that they get snaps and making sure that they get game experience and that they can lean on that experience when they are asked to play a bigger role, when they are asked to start. So now you have Mike Miranda and CJ Thorpe, who are both in this position, and I think they're better for it. You know, I think we've all had moments last year. I think Greg Pickle was the most critical of that arrangement. We all had moments where you're kind of scratching your head, but this is why you do it for this moment right here.
So they should definitely be ready. And we're, of course, rooting for the five starters to be healthy all year long, but that may be an unrealistic expectation. You really want to have more than five guys, five capable players on that offensive line group. This team does seem to have the depth to withstand an injury pretty much anywhere along the line, don't they?
They do. And you look at, you know, Dez Holmes has had experience at tackle. He said, a couple weeks ago that he's working at guard. So he might be your next guy up in that situation. We also discussed earlier the idea of Will Fries getting some reps at guard as well. I think that if you have, let's say, Rashid Walker goes down, I think you probably have Will Fries maybe flip to the left and Caden Wallace step in on the right side. They do have contingency plans. And I think at tackle, you know, their contingency plans are kind of a work in progress. I don't know what... I don't know who else is ready beyond Caden Wallace. Maybe it's Bryce Effner. But they also have, you know, they're stacking these guys up. I don't know if this is a 2020 thing or a future thing, but their guys that are playing guard are 6'4", 6'5". There is some plug and play capability in this program going forward. I think you're going to have some guys who are listed at guard this year who maybe next year are playing tackle and maybe vice versa. But they've got some contingency plans either in place now or in the works for the future.
Where does Anthony Wiggin fit into this group? He's the JUCO who came in a year ago.
Yeah, he's working exclusively at guard still. And he's another one of those guys who, you know, 6'4", 6'5", he does technically have the length to play another position. And maybe that's in his future somewhere. But to me, it's hard to believe, like, if you have an injury at guard, I don't think that he's going to jump ahead of Dez Holmes. Like, I think Dez Holmes, you know, he's got some game experience. He is a trusted option with the coaching staff. I think he's the next guy up at guard. And this is, you know, nobody's really talked about the logistics of this yet, so this is kind of guesswork. But, you know, Holmes is more experienced and more trusted, and I think he's probably got he's probably closer to playing time than Anthony Wiggin is. Wiggin, you know, he kind of expressed some frustration about thinking as a junior college transfer that he was going to be ready and he was going to play right away. That hasn't happened. It might not happen in 2020. But I do think he's got some ability and he'll be a factor. I just don't know if it's going to be much of a factor this coming season.
The fact, though, that we're talking about a player like that and saying, gee, not sure he's even going to factor in, means that there are other pieces along the line. And you started talking about this, Dustin. I almost look at this as a basketball team with a starting five, and who's the sixth man? Who's the first man off the bench? And will it vary depending on whether a guard or a tackle has to come out? And is it Dez Holmes? Is it Caden Wallace? Or if it's in the middle, if it's a center, will it be Juice Scruggs? Or will we see Miranda move to center and shuffle a tackle to a guard and bring in a Dez Holmes or a Caden Wallace at tackle?
Don't you think it's a good thing that you know, you're asking this question with no definitive answer? You know, I think they have the option of bringing Mike Miranda shifts over to center if he's gotten enough reps there to do that in a pinch. And maybe Dez Holmes comes in at guard. Maybe Juice Scruggs can just be plugged right in there. But you know, at tackle, I think Caden Wallace, you know, I think they have layers of options. And I don't think it's been that way. You know, like I think there are guys that are legitimately ready to contribute who are in position now to play depth roles, and Penn State's line is better for it. They're going to be better for it in 2020. They're going to be better for it as we move beyond this season too. They're in a good place with depth.
There's no doubt about that. And my last of my 5 points here in the half minute we have left, Dustin, I mentioned a potential breakout star. Maybe not this year, but is Caden Wallace that guy who's going to break out as a star at some point?
I think so. It was really telling to me to hear Landon Tangwall say that he's presuming Caden Wallace is going to leave early for the NFL. Kid hasn't played football yet at Penn State, and that's already kind of the thinking. And I think that says everything. I think he has star ability, and whether we see that now or maybe next year, we're definitely going to see it.
It's crazy that we're actually excited about a Penn State offensive line, and it's great to see. All right, stick around. We've got one more quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show to go.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and get in on all the football action. Use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.